3 local bridges will be getting replaced, but at a Centre Wellington Council meeting Monday, much discussion surrounded the lone bridge to be left behind. The recommendation comes on the back of what Township Manager of Engineering Adam Gilmore called a robust network study. The bridge to be removed without replacement is known as Bridge 3E, located along a bowstring arch on 6th Line near Side Road 30. Staff say it would be a hefty price tag to fix the fourth bridge, adding $3.2 million to a baseline cost of $4 million. Gilmore says the pattern of reopening bridges is one he hopes to see continue.
We're wanting to see kind of more bridges being reopened than bridges closed. We're nearing that point of equilibrium now where we are starting to see more bridges being reopened. So I think we're hopeful that going forward through our bridge capital plan that we can get to as many of these bridges as possible.
The other three bridges are located on 3rd Line and 4th, with two on 3rd in close proximity to Side Road 30, the other near Aramasa-Garafraxa Town Line. Most comments from council surrounded the perceived difficulties emergency services would have getting to nearby properties to the closed bridge. Councillor Barb Evoy was one of many who also was looking to protect the agricultural community throughout this process.
They use the bridges and the routes to travel to and from to transport what they're working with and what they're buying and selling, and they need to have access to those farms in order to do their jobs. We as a council are looking at how we can best accommodate the needs of all of our neighbors, specifically our farmers, when we're working on our bridges, because those are the ones that are using it for their day-to-day living. And I want to make sure that we're communicating with them and that we are meeting their needs.
Gilmore reiterated, public input came from several well-attended events by those in the agricultural sector.
We did have two public information centers or public open houses. Folks were able to come out and kind of voice their concerns with us. Both of those sessions were very well attended, including by members of the agricultural community. Through the study, we actually did connect with a lot of folks, including agricultural operators, and that, you know, they did provide very great feedback.
The other common concern from council with the removal of this bridge being the aforementioned EMS routing issues, Gilmore says was taken into account as well.
Looking at emergency response times, looking at maps and determining the most likely routes for emergency responders, kind of mostly like an engineering exercise. One that I think, you know, was complemented by some discussions we had with Centre Wellington Fire and Rescue, confirmed with them. Does this seem correct to you? And their feedback to us was, yes, it does.
The other three new bridges will have a similar design, one that can be found pictured in the township report on the bridge study. Staff estimate the work is still in the distance, with the hope that these bridges can begin to be removed in about 3 years. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.